You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. I've been thinking about grief a lot recently because my mom passed away a couple months ago. Just a few weeks before that happened, I recorded this interview with Sasha Sloan about her song Until It Happens to You, which, as you'll hear, is about grief, but also about the distance between those who have lost someone and those who haven't. And when we did the interview, I was in the second category, but now I'm in the first one. And for me, making this episode has been an interesting way for me to retrace my steps as I crossed from one side of that divide to the other. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. But here we go. Sasha Sloan is a singer and songwriter, originally from Boston, but now based in Nashville. She put out her debut album, Only Child, last year. Before that, she'd written songs for artists like Katy Perry, John Legend, and Charlie XCX, and she's been a featured guest vocalist on songs by electronic artists Odessa and Kygo. Sasha made her album with her boyfriend, producer Henry Allen, aka King Henry, whose other production credits include songs by Beyoncé and Diplo. So they're kind of a music power couple. In this episode, Sasha, along with Henry, tells the story of making her song Until It Happens to You. But you'll never really know what it's like till you wake up to some real bad news. You'll never really know how it feels till it happens to you.
My name is Sasha Sloan. When it comes to writing, I always start with a title. My boyfriend and I have a close friend, and he had a cousin who was like a sister to him, and we hung out with her a lot. She was in her early 30s, and one day she was diagnosed with leukemia, and a couple months later she passed away. Henry and I were very shaken up by it, and just sitting and talking, and you know, we were like, you'll never really know what it's like until it happens to you, because my boyfriend and I had never lost someone that close to us. We've both been to funerals, but it was kind of, you know, at a distance. And it was just one of those things where I wanted to say, hey, I know what you're going through right now, but I couldn't. I could only say, I can only imagine what that feels like. And it didn't feel like enough. That's kind of what inspired the title. That's my friend Danny Silberstein. Danny came over to hang out and we were talking about song titles, and I was like, I had the song title called Until It Happens to You. And, you know, when I explained the concept to him, it really struck a chord with him. And we went to the studio and Danny had this guitar part that was really beautiful. I love writing with Danny and Henry because they're great guitar players. I can play piano, but I'm always usually more inspired by like a great guitar riff. So I felt super inspired by that. And the title, Until It Happens to You, felt like it really fit with that guitar part. For me, titles have to find their partner first in order for me to write them. It's so much easier for me to write melody when I have a concept that I'm starting with. It's much harder for me to work off of melodies and then fill in lyrics afterwards. You know, there are songs where it takes painstakingly long to find a good melody or a good lyric. And with this song, it kind of all just flowed into each other. Somebody loses their somebody every day. But you'll never really know what it's like till you wake up to some real bad news. You'll never really know how it feels till it happens to you. No, you'll never really know what it's like till it happens to you. Sometimes it's really hard to be simple without being boring. not simple, but to the point, and, you know, not overthink the melody and not overthink the structure and just let the song be what it's supposed to be. So Danny just laid the guitar in, and I think it probably took us like 2 hours to write. And yeah, that's what we did that night. After I write a song, I listen to the demo about 400 times. And then for me, it's super important that I step away from it. So I don't think I heard the song for like 2 or 3 months after my epic listening session. And then, you know, I was thinking about what I was going to put on the album, and I was going through old songs because I had been writing a lot since then. That song came up in my demo folder, and I was like, oh man, there's really something to this. But Henry, also known as King Henry, is my boyfriend / producer.
My name is Henry.
He's like, you know, it sounds a little like sweet right now. It sounds like a lullaby. You can have a friend, get their heart broken. You can be there when they need it the most, but you won't be the one falling off the deep end. He's like, how do we take it out of this folk guitar world and make it more of like an emotional roller coaster?
It's hard because a lot of times it's better for a song that's emotional like that and really like important to just be very simple. But I just kind of wanted it to tell a story in the music as much as the lyrics.
But I was really attached to the demo. I had like the worst demoitis ever. And I was like, come on, like, I love this guitar part. He's like, let's just take the acapella and start from scratch and see what happens. You can have a friend, lose somebody close, and you can be there when they need it the most, but you won't be the one having trouble sleeping. He started playing piano under it, and then he started playing, you know, electric guitar under it. Nothing really felt right until we found the Juno sound. You can have a friend, lose somebody close, and you can be there when they need it the most, but you won't be the one having trouble sleeping. At first, I really hated it. It was so different, and I missed the rhythm of the guitar underneath. I was like, Henry, I really just don't think this is going in the right direction. We're gonna need to change it back to guitar. But the understanding that Henry and I have between each other is he's like, okay, well, give me like one more try.
Luckily, she's very down for me to just experiment, and I'll basically tell her like, I know this is sounding insane, but just let me sit here for like 2 or 3 hours. And then if you hate it after that, we'll go back.
The first time Henry ever shows me something, I usually don't like it. I just have to trust in the process. And that's what I did. You know, if you don't trust each other, then I should have just made the album myself. From there, we just kind of started playing with, well, how do we make this move? How do we make this pick up? And Henry started playing that guitar part that comes in on the second verse. Once I heard that guitar part come in, I was like, okay, I can get behind this. You can do your best, call them every night, listen to them say they're all right, but you know there's a chance they don't really mean it. I actually started to love the space that the Juno created in the beginning of the song, and then, you know, the slow, gradual build with that guitar part. I think that's when he discovered the drums. Those drums that you're hearing weren't written for the song at all. Henry and I had just worked with this band, Laney. We did their record together that just came out. I wrote a lot of it. Henry produced a lot of it. And they have this awesome drummer, Jake Goss. Jake was just messing around on a drum set one day. And Henry was like, oh, that's really cool. I'm going to record it. And then somehow he found it in his archives, and it was the exact same tempo as Until It Happens to You.
You'll never really know how it feels till it happens to you.
For me, it sounds so nostalgic. You know, I grew up listening to Snow Patrol and Arcade Fire, and it kind of has that element to it, which I die for. And it was also very inspired by Explosions in the Sky. Once Henry dialed in those drums, Henry just found these really crazy sounds. It sounds like a dying whale to me, but I love it.
I'll use a granulator a lot of the time.
A granulator is basically a kind of sampler that uses granular synthesis. So it takes a sample and then slices it up into tiny sonic bits and then plays those bits back, overlaying and crossfading them on top of each other to make these sort of soundscapes. And in this case, Henry's using a piece of Sasha's voice as the sample that he's feeding into the granulator.
Honestly, I think it doesn't sound that good on a lot of things, but the tone and texture of Sasha's voice just works really well because it's so like clean and soft. So it really like lends itself to using it in a granulator.
We went out to a craft store, we bought a bunch of felt, and then we took the top of the piano off and we put felt where the keys hit, and it created this muted sound. I grew up playing like more jazz piano. Everything I did was always very complicated and I had to scale it back. I think I just fell in love with that piano part because it's so simple. For me, I'm a sucker for harmonies, and I always have been, but there aren't that many harmonies in this song. You know, it would have been really easy to just throw harmonies on this whole thing, but if you're deprived of harmonies and then you finally hear one, it's like, oh.
You can do your best, call them every night, listen to them say they're all right, but you know there's a chance they don't really mean it. Somebody loses their somebody every day.
The woman we know who passed away from leukemia, one of her very close family members, posted on Instagram, somebody loses their somebody every day. And I was tearing up. That hit me the most. I think that is the most important lyric in the song.
You'll never really know how it feels till it happens to you.
This song is almost me talking to myself, saying you'll never really know what it's like until it happens to you. But what I'm really saying is I'll never really know what it's like until it happens to me, until I experience a loss like that. Those strings were played by our friend Jameson. We sent the song over to Jameson and we were like, hey, if you hear anything, just let us know. And he sent back these parts. And I actually remember Henry and I just sitting there going, whoa. It gets so big in the end because I know this is really cheesy, but I almost wanted it to sound like you're holding back tears, and then you finally let go.
Do you think that by having written this song, that you're now better prepared for some inevitable moment of loss in the future? Do you feel like you're better prepared for that moment?
I do. I've been sitting with this song for months now, but I put it on the speakers last night and it actually made me super emotional. It's very helpful for me to remember why I made something and why it means a certain thing to me. The thing that really helps me is I just tell myself, there isn't a single thing you're feeling that someone hasn't felt before. You can say all the cliche things to someone and you know that everyone else is saying it to them too. And pain and loss and grief are so universal. Everyone goes through it in one way or another. So I think it's my own way of saying, hey, it's part of life and you're gonna have to grieve, but it's gonna be all right.
And now, here's Until It Happens to You by Sasha Sloan in its entirety.
You can have a friend, get their heart broken. You can be there when they need it the most, but you won't be the one falling off the deep end. You can have a friend, lose somebody close, and you can be there when they need it the most, but you won't be the one having trouble sleeping. Somebody loses their somebody every day, but you'll never really know what it's like till you wake up to some real bad news. You'll never really know how it feels till it happens to you. No, you'll never really know what it's like, even if you think you do. You'll never really know how it feels till it happens to you. You can say sorry a million times, but even if you try to sympathize, you won't be the one picking up the pieces. You can do your best, call them every night, listen to them say they're alright, but you know there's a chance they don't really mean it. Somebody loses their somebody every day, but you'll never really know what it's like till you wake up to some real bad news. You'll never really know how it feels till it happens to you. No, you'll never really know what it's like, even if you think you do. You'll never really know how it feels till it happens to you.
To learn more, visit songexploder.net. You'll find links to buy or stream Until It Happens to You. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast, Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast, Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast, Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. This episode was made by me, with editing help from Teeny Lieberson and Casey Deal, and artwork by Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. You can also follow the show on Twitter or Instagram at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.